That was a little hasty. Sorry, guys.
Rapido.
Muy Rapido.
Mas Rapido.
Have you been watching that this season? Either of them? There's no Muy Rapido in Survivor, but...
I have not watched any episodes of Amazing Race this season.
Okay.
I am caught up on Survivor.
Cool.
Old Man Sartut instantly for the win.
Nice.
Well, I mean, he's been waiting. I mean, he had to stay awake till 9:03 p.m. I mean,
it was well after 9. Craig, did you see, again, it was a season that I didn't watch, but it was so relatively recent that I want to say whoever won the David versus Goliath season of Survivor is now a United States congressman.
What? What?
Yeah, he ran. He won.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's okay. Well, good for him, I guess. I mean, you know, Gopher was a senator or something, right? So
I don't know who that is.
The guy from Love Boat. Gopher from Love Boat. Wasn't he like a senator for a long time?
I thought he was a state senator.
Oh, maybe.
No, I thought he was like a senator. No, I'm not thinking about Cooter.
No, that guy.
Yeah, United States House of Representative for the state of Iowa. You were correct. He was not a senator.
Okay, I thought he was a senator, but yeah.
Congressman.
So he was in the House. There you go.
Sweet.
Frederick Lawrence Grandy.
Does any of your family back home live in the section of PA that elected the dead guy?
You'll have to be specific about the section. Was it Beaver County?
I forget where it was. It is east of the city somewhere, but they elected a guy that...
When did he pass?
October.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, that's hard to pivot. I don't know what happens in a scenario like that.
I think they have to have a special election because the dead guy got like 83% of the vote.
Nice.
Good for him.
The next candidate was the Green Party, which had like, you know, 7% of the votes or something like that.
So wait, give it to them.
I was like, oh, we're electing dead people. Now we're one of those states. Just like when, you know, Nevada elected the Hoff.
What? He never won, did he?
No, the brothel owner guy.
Did he pull that move as well? Did he win and then die?
Oh, he died and then won.
Okay. Also, I'm skeptical about his claims, however, because he said that he opened the ranch because Subway wouldn't give him a franchise.
What?
I call absolute BS.
Okay.
I know homeless drifters that could get a Subway franchise. My son could get a Subway franchise. No one gets denied a Subway franchise.
You're probably not wrong.
I got to stop reading about Fred Grandy.
Good old Gopher.
He was on a lot of stuff.
Oh, really? I only remember him from Love Boat.
Well, I mean, clearly Love Boat, but Fantasy Island, Charlie's Angels, Fantasy Island multiple times, Law and Order, Cagney and Lacey, General Hospital. He's in everything.
Dang, look at that. And then, you know, soap opera news. I mean, Victor Kiriakis died, so that was sad.
I know. Who knew that was Jen Aniston's dad?
Not this guy. I was surprised as heck when I heard that. I went, really?
Yes.
Because I never knew his real name. He's just always been Victor.
Victor Kiriakis,
like,
yeah.
I'm like, oh no, Victor died.
Yeah.
And he's not coming back this time.
No.
Like, I think Victor's died 3 or 4 times, but you know.
Sure. Spoilers,
this one's gonna keep. Spoilers for the past 40 years of Days of Our Lives. All right, we should get this show rolling. It is way past 9 o'clock and keeping the old man awake. And
no, that's fair.
He doesn't want to hear about Victor Kiriakis.
No way. I think that would be hilarious if Jen Aniston, like as part of her eulogy, was like, just so you guys know, this isn't dad. This is his evil twin.
Oh, my God. That would be amazing. If then he walks out from around like a curtain or something, he'd be like, ah!
I feel like that would reshape human history. That would be so amazing.
That would be the greatest funeral service of all time, I agree. Yeah. Oh, man, no, I really wish that could happen in some way. Is there some guy out there who's like a Victor Kiriakis,
lookalike
who could just show up at that funeral?
Oh, my goodness. That would be...
But yeah, I never knew all these years that was her father.
Yeah, that would be on par with... So Daniel Tosh does some stand-up, and he was talking about he wishes people would make their funerals more awesome. He's like, I want to show up to a funeral at one point where we're all just handed shovels and a treasure map. And someone says, good luck. I'm like, that'd be amazing. And then he goes on to tell some jokes, but I'm like, oh, a treasure hunt sounds amazing.
There's some guy at the BJC tomorrow that I've never heard of that apparently is very popular.
Uh-oh. Well, that doesn't, I mean, could you give me a hint?
Nate something?
Could you give me two hints?
It's like, you know, Benghazi or Bergotti or...
Oh. Nope.
Some stand-up comic.
A stand-up comedy!
Bergazzi.
Yeah.
Yes, I saw him on, I've seen one or two of his specials on the Netflix. One, he keeps getting interrupted by a plane or a helicopter flying overhead because he's trying to do comedy outside, and the other one was also quite funny. Yeah, he's good. Okay. He's new, but he's good.
Because we were trying to talk about maybe going to see the Black Panther tomorrow.
Oh. And,
but one of the guys that I go with is like, oh, no, I've got, you know, BJC tickets. I'm like, for what?
Nice.
He's like, comedy show. I'm like, who? He's like, this guy. I'm like, who?
Yeah, nope, he's very funny. I think they'll have a good time.
Yeah, I hear he's funny. I just don't know anything about him. All right, let's get this done with.
Do it, Doug.
All right. True Believers, welcome to the 360th, that's a round number, I think, installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. We got Ray, we got Ian, I'm here too. How's it going?
It's a nice round number. Hello.
Overall, well.
Hello. It is. There's all the degrees are there. This is the week of the 16th to the 23rd of your 2022's plan ahead. No show next week, Thanksgiving. In your 7-day, 4-star crash of the Mondays.
Oh, yeah.
Looks like somebody's got a case of the Mondays. Because we missed some. On the 7th, you had Deadpool versus his X-Force friend Wolverine. How'd that go for you?
I don't remember, but I feel strongly that I won. I don't know if I remembered to play, but if I did, I won.
For 7 days? I'm pretty sure you would have got that.
That's why
there have been an awful lot of days recently where the thing tells me that I've only gotten 1,900 points.
There have been, and I checked, because I was sure it was me, and it was not me.
Most of those did not include Ian.
Yes.
All right.
Some of them do.
I didn't check, but...
Yeah, again, because I play on Steam, so it reminds me if I've been a while, like I'll click on it, and it'll be... I expect to see the words you haven't played since yesterday. Sometimes I see a date instead of the word yesterday, and I'm like, uh-oh.
Raven.
But yes, it has not been me. Because as soon as I see that we didn't get a full complement of ISO, I check the alliance status. And as long as I see 1 or 2 days away from someone else, I know that I'm at least only partially to blame.
Or not at all. Who's to blame? You flunked the quiz.
What's that?
I said Sue is to blame. You flunked the quiz.
Oh, sorry. I was focused.
Okay.
Anyway, it wasn't entire. Samurai's there for
you. Yeah, Samurai's backing me up on this. After that, you had Juju Bees versus Dazzler and Android Jim.
I've participated in at least one of those. I feel like the idea of Jubilee fighting Dazzler was too good to pass up, so I think I made that.
Well, and Dazzler can't do anything, so
surprisingly enough, I had a harder time with Dazzler than I did with the Human Torch.
Oh, see, I had a much harder time with Android Jim.
I did Dazzler first, and lost like half my health, and went, I don't know, I'm gonna try it anyway. So I just tried to fight Android Jim with half my health, and yeah, it was nothing. Like,
nice.
And then next week, you can look forward to Elektra versus, I don't know what that is.
That's Blade from the movie He-Man.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Dolph Lundgren's He-Man? Am I the only one who watched that 38 times when he was a kid?
I'm going to go with yes.
Oh, man, that movie's incredible.
I'm going to go with no.
I'm going to find that hard to believe.
Oh, you've never seen it at all?
No.
I think I have seen parts of it. I think I've seen it.
Oh, my goodness. I promise you. It semi holds up. It's totally fine. Dolph Lundgren as He-Man is, you know, half a thumb, man at arms explaining, to Teela and everybody else from Eternia that, you eat animals on Earth is a real hard concept for them. It was a, man. I don't know.
Does it have like, Ram Man?
No.
Then I'm out.
It does not have Ram Man or Orko, but it's got a weird Orko substitute.
No, if it doesn't have a guy whose synthesized... only power is giving himself concussions?
Yeah. What do you think of... Did you watch any of the new He-Man stuff on Netflix?
Yeah, those were good.
Okay. I liked all them. Of them? Like, there was the Kevin Smith one, which was solid.
Yeah, it didn't have, like... There was, like, two seasons of He-Man.
Maybe. I haven't seen the... Because there was a totally... there was another new He-Man show that had a different animation style and a bit of a younger feel that I watched with my son. But it had, Ram Man was a lady. She was Ram Ma'am. And...
I do not recall this.
No, this one... You would not like this one. They took liberties with this, the one that I watched.
Right.
There was, like, Man-at-Arms was Trapjaw's protege, and Skeletor was weird, and everyone was weird, but, you know, I was able to just kind of
the one I watched that was had the one, they had, like, some people were worshipping, like, a weird techno-virus thing that would turn you into a cyborg.
I think that's the Kevin Smith one. That one was solid.
Yeah, that was good.
That's the one where, no, I don't want to give away any spoilers, but
it had, like,
two
seasons that I remember.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't see the second season. The first season ended in a very dark, exciting way.
Yes.
I haven't gotten to the second season yet.
Okay, yeah. All right, moving on. Storyland, you got Meat Rocket and or Groot. That gives you some BDSM Reptile and some Back in Black Shards. Placement there is Valkyrie and Chasm. Strange
Every
Sights.
Every time you say that poor character's name, my brain instantly replaces him with a picture of Lizard.
Right.
Oh, Reptile?
Yeah. I want him to exist, and you're like, Reptile, and I'm like, oh, I do like the Lizard. And I'm like, no, Ian, it's a different guy.
It's a guy Reptile? Who, I don't know, turns into some...
Doesn't
something.
He turn into a Quetzalcoatl or something?
Yeah, something like that.
I like that. I rewind. He changed right back to Lizard in my mind.
Yep. Strange Sights, Luke Cage, Valkyrie, Chasm. Placement there is Black Widow and some shards for a new character that we'll get to. What else we got? It's still the Morris Day in the Time season. 8 is Enough is running, which is the Doc Ock event. That'll also get you some Emma Frost. Placement there is Gamorpha with some Banner. Ian, we got a clue. Are you sitting down?
Oh, my goodness. A clue?
For the next 4-star character.
I am not ready, but I'm ready.
All right, the clue is hybrid adoption.
All right.
So clearly this is someone who is trying to make the world a greener place. They're driving a Prius.
Okay.
It's I don't know. Green ecology guy. I got nothing.
Does Marvel have some equivalent of Poison Ivy?
I don't know.
That's who it is.
I do not know.
Hybrid adoption. I don't know. You got any gum?
Samurai's guess is Batroc the Recycler.
I enjoy that. Well, that's cool. Okay. So another new... I mean, that's always every... I don't know why I'd be surprised about another character. It's 100% of the time. That's the point. Yep. There are more characters.
Well, we have a new character, but it's not new. It is... okay. We have a new version of Rai Rai Will.i.am's.
Oh, well, that's new.
Yeah, really.
Is it a 5-star or a 3-star?
It is a 5-star. Just 5-star.
Okay. Does it have the same 3 abilities?
No.
Okay.
What we got here?
Yeah, I'm not going to dive any more into this. Just tell me about the character.
Blue, red, green. What you're going to like here is things are cheap.
Oh, my.
Intelligent design, 4 blue.
What?
But listen up. Create 3 2-turn blue suppression device repeater tiles. They deal damage and create protect tiles and add overcharge points to you. Passively, if Rai Rai reaches 10 overcharge points, she then creates a 4-turn short circuit countdown tile, which turns off all of her powers. Every turn, and when Riri makes a match 4, she loses an overcharge point. As you go up in level, those repeater tiles do more damage, and the protect tiles become stronger, and you go down to adding 4 overcharge points instead of 5.
So, when does she get her powers back?
I think that is going to be told to us later here, if I remember right.
Okay.
I read this real quick the other day.
All right.
The red power. Ian, this is for you. Repulsor charge. 3 red, Ian. 3. A standard blast deals... Sit down for this. 5-star, remember. 5-star. Deals 1,751 damage. It does, however, convert 4 random blue, green, or red basic tiles into charge tiles, and then adds 4 overcharge points. You can do an overcharge blast, dealing AoE to the enemy team, and doubles the number of tiles converted to charge tiles. And you also, however, double your overcharge points. This is one that, which I got kind of confused because it says passive. Rai's intelligent design passive is always unlocked.
Wait, what?
It says passive. Oh, Rai's intelligent design passive is always unlocked.
Yeah, Perandiac is quite sure that Ian is asleep at this point.
It does not surprise me. As you go up in level, damage increases, and you are getting 3 overcharge points instead of 4. The final power, which is green, only 4 green, Aural Assault. Rai goes airborne for 1 turn and launches a sonic suppression attack. Stuns up to 3 enemies for 1 turn, adding 5 overcharge points. For every 2 enemy projectiles on the board, the enemy better prepares and a random enemy is not stunned. Passive, Rai's intelligent design passive, is always unlocked. So I'm not sure how the passive on red and green both do the same thing.
Yeah. Man,
it's to make sure that you always get 10 overcharge points, that's bad. I think is what this is going for here. At level 2, 3, it needs 3 enemy projectiles to negate a stun. At level 3, it's adding 4 overcharge. At level 5, they need 5 enemy projectiles before they can negate your stun. So I guess the proper build for this is 0-5-5.
I have no idea. I really don't
because
know
because it's
how
only the
works.
Passive on the blue one that causes you to short circuit. So just don't have the blue power. Run her to 0-5-5. Fire all the red and green powers you like for 3 red or 4 green and have no bad effects from what I can see.
I think
that is the optimal build, 0-5-5.
I don't know how. I mean, it says disables her abilities. I don't know how it comes
back. When we get back from our week off and we get to talk about recently reworked 5-star Ironheart, it's going to be awesome.
What else is changing? Battery Man is now, he feeds Hulkbuster and 4-star Rai, and 4-star Rai, it will be retroed into pumping up 5-star Rai.
Nice.
And Hulkbuster will still pump, will now pump 5-star Iron Man Mark, 46. 3-star nice. Quicksilver will pump up 4-star War Machine, which will then pump up 5-star Pepper Potts.
Nice.
So there's some changes there. We talked about Strange Sights. Rai is in progression in Venom Bomb, which is running the 20th to the 24th. In the ever-popular Crack-a-Doom, there are tokens to the Future is Ours Vault in there. The Kickin' with the Champions, which is the Rai event, is running the 20th to the 23rd. Shards in there. In the offers, there's the Better Than the Prototype Store, running the 17th to the 20th. Your chance to get Rai increased in 10 packs and 40 packs. In that vault, running the 24th to the 27th. 40 items in there, 1/3 times the charm legendary store, 1 Miles Morales. And in that 1/3 times the charm legendary store, 15% chance to get Rai. Doctor Strange. Is Doctor Strange in every one of these legendary stores?
No, but almost.
Are we sure?
He travels through the multiverse. He shows up lots of places.
And TV's Kamala Khan is in there.
I like
additional tokens.
I'm right with Perandiac here. I'm going to roster her because I have to, but I don't like it. But obviously, she's going to team up well with Chasm and Nikoye. So,
I am standing by 0-5-5 as being the correct build. Give me all these 3 AP and 4 AP powers with no detriment. I can have a gazillion overcharge points. What are they going to do about it? Nothing.
Fix it in a hot fix?
No. That only happened when I told them that Venom was awesome, and then they fixed him.
Well, maybe that's what they will replace the overcharge tiles with web tiles that allow you to consume the person you're fighting.
That would be amazing. Anyway, so all those words. There you go. 5-star Rai.
That's exhausting.
Yeah.
We're gonna kill the Always Sunny bit before that comes up again. No, thank you.
No bueno,
the
he
highlight
says.
The highlight of that story was definitely when the updated feeders that progression for the last one, it was just such a series of downer after downer. Oh. It was like, meh, Quicksilver, War Machine,
Pepper
Potts.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just like you're rolling down the steps and you just fall into a puddle of mud at the end.
All right. And then in further news, hey, the Facebook login thing is broken again.
Oh, wait.
They said, please don't try it. Just ignore it. Don't try and do any kind of backups. Just please wait and be patient.
Okay.
Yeah, it's way more broken than it was.
Yeah.
It's brokener.
That's what I got in the news. What do you guys got?
Not a whole lot. Nothing that we haven't already discussed.
All right.
Unfortunately, things are going well, though. Thanks for asking.
The only thing that I wanted to share news-wise was after spending a bunch of time with my brother-in-law, who was born in England but lives in Philly, it is very strange to have a conversation with somebody who has a decent English accent, but pronounces it water.
Cool, that's rough.
It's very, very shocking when the term
Seriously?
Water comes up.
Oh, man, that I might reboot my brain a little bit the first time.
Yeah, just thinking about it bums me out and excites me simultaneously.
The first time he said it,
or simultaneously,
everybody in the room stopped and we're like, wait, did you just say water?
And yet, then he would then mix that in with like some aluminium.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Huh. Okay.
That's all I got.
Okay. Let's move on then. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, the melancholy Dane.
Oh, sorry. You caught me in the middle of an excitement yawn. I apologize. Let me tell you a little bit about Polaris and what she's been up to, in case you haven't come across any Polaris builds in the last year or so. A blue, purple, and green 4-star character. Her iron proficiency costs 7 blue AP. Stuns the target for 2 turns, creates 4 friendly strength 23 strike tiles, and 4 enemy strength 28 strike tiles. Let's see. How does this improve? 4-turn stun. Wow, that's great. And strength 81 friendly strike tiles. Oh, those go up to strength 158 when you're playing in the big leagues. I like that. Good for her. Electromagnetic Resonance. This is a passive, zero-cost purple ability. Whenever your team matches or destroys a strike, attack, or protect tile, deal 25 damage and create 2 friendly special tiles that are that tile's type, each with strength 27. That goes up to 1,014 damage and creating 3 tiles of strength 106. And lastly, the Particle Accelerator, a passive zero-cost green ability. At the start of Polaris' turn, she deals 16 damage for each special tile on the board. If none exist, create a friendly strength 46 strike tile. So, that scales up to, at the start of the turn, deal 135 damage for each special tile on the board, or create a 270 strength strike tile. I feel like she's so popular I don't even have to get into it. If you live in the 4-star world, you pair her with 4-star Rocket and Groot and Juggernaut, and you win. What's the correct 5-star Bill? Beta Ray Bill, her, and someone else?
Yeah.
That happens quite a bit.
Kitty,
yes. There you go.
And you just yeah, match your own special tiles. Polaris makes more of them, right. And Kitty boosts them every turn.
Right. That sounds awesome. So yeah, she's very popular. Worked her way into at least a meta or two. So, I don't know. I assume that are the 2 passives the 5s, or is this a something 4-4 build?
I have her at a.
I feel like I have her championed, and I couldn't even tell you how she's.
I have her at a 4-5-4, and I can't tell you why.
Okay, I was gonna say because again we're all kind of coming at this from different angles. I as always assume passives are the secret desirable ability, so I built her at 5-5-3. But I feel like if I shifted it a little bit and got that extra turn of stun out of her blue to up it to a 4-turn stun, that might be in my best interest. Although I really don't ever use it. I just, you know, once you get that, start spamming the special tiles and it just gets out of control so fast, I don't need other things. But yeah, that's what's always sunny in Xandar. Polaris, getting it done. That's it.
So, okay. Yes.
I was just going to say, so strangely enough, Ian, your 355 that you have her at is actually the most popular build.
Oh, right.
And my 454 is the second most popular build.
Nice.
So,
the dreaded 535.
The last.
The worst build ever.
Nobody uses that except Craig.
Craig and six other dudes.
Like, again, as I mentioned, I don't use Polaris.
But you could.
I could. I've got her champs.
I hear she's good.
Willie, what's in the mailbag?
Not a whole lot, but over on the D3 forums, Flynn's Arcade.
Heard him.
Says, hello, Puzzle Warriors, and greetings programs.
Nice.
Luckily, I've had a couple of long work days lately to be able to tune into the live podcast for the past 2 Wednesdays. I have missed it. Just wanted to thank you for the podcast I've listened to over the years. Even though I may not get to listen live much anymore, I never miss an episode on Spotify each week. Often I listen to it twice. Yes, Craig, should listen to the show after it's edited. It's gold.
A glutton for punishment.
That's awesome.
He says, you guys give me a much-needed break from the insanity in the world, and I greatly appreciate it. The Puzzle Warriors 3 podcast is what I like to call comfort food for the ears. Keep up the great work, and keep fighting the users.
Nice. Now, again, just to maybe garner another future comment from you, Flynn's Arcade. Was it a picture of Flynn's Arcade that we saw dressed up as four-star Cyclops or classic Cyclops in some sort of cosplay situation? Does that sound familiar to anybody else?
I thought it was, but I'm easily confused.
Okay. Well, if it was you, let me know. If you would like me to stop mentioning it on the show, also let me know.
If you'd like us to pronounce your name differently in some way, we won't. We won't.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we can only do that like once a year.
Right. I prep the whole show. I whisper to myself, Perendiac. Perendiac. And then it shows up and I'm like, it's Perendiac. Oh, come on, me. Do better.
Oh, you know what? If nothing else, Ian, if you're in this town Saturday, I can show you that sweet Bowser Lego because it is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
That thing is double dope with the super side of dope.
does the fireball launch?
It does. And if you're not, and if you're like staring right into it, it'll launch straight into your teeth. It's kind of fun.
I hope that didn't happen to anybody while they were building it.
No, it hit me like on the chin, but I was like, ooh. And then I told my wife, I'm like, hey, open his mouth. And she's like, okay, bam.
Of course you did.
I'm so sorry. I was lying. I really did hope that it happened.
No, it didn't hit me in the teeth.
It did, and it was satisfying.
It hit me in the chin. Yeah, I was like, ooh, bang. I was like, that's cool.
Oh, that's super cool.
What a great Lego, though.
I'm so glad it worked out.
Yeah.
All right. The only other comment I have is from Loki Shogun over on Reddit. And I don't know how this is true, but I'll have to take him at his word. He says, I'm very disappointed that there was no any questions asked. I don't know how we didn't do that when talking about David S. Bumpkins, but
I really thought I did at one point.
Yeah. But. He also said, also glad they didn't delay the 5-star just to get us a 3-star, since it's likely Namor and we already have a 4 already. Well, but it's not Namor.
Right.
Totally thought it would be, but nope. Maybe next time.
Maybe I just sent the any questions and a text to Ian at like 1 o'clock in the morning that night.
Yeah,
that's possible. That's very likely.
So that's all the comments we got. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. All right, moving on. Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to palm.
We just want to palm.
You up.
You up. All right. Let's see what's going on with the boosted characters.
There was at least one clap.
There was. I think there was two, to be honest. But, sorry, we've been prepped before the show, and I'm not prepared. Whatever was in my head. So, apparently, Angel, does a less effective version of
that's funny.
A blue stun and perhaps clears special tiles off the board with a less effective purple. And then I don't know what their last abilities do. I don't think it does any retaliatory damage like Doctor Strange does, but in a less effective way. Maybe it's only against airborne people. I don't know. Elektra, another one. She came late in the day. She's similar to the 4-star one, which I have heard of. But I want to say her red is slightly different. Iron Man, he's pretty good. His blue AoE and his red direct damage will both be boosted. Luke Cage, again, some fantastic damage with the yellow, great damage with the black, and his protect tile will be boosted. Mystique, tons of black damage extra if you have shapeshifted beforehand, so that will be boosted. Beast, I remember you. Oh, no, you're the Beast I don't remember. Ugh, this is Evil Beast, or Dark Beast, or whatever he's called.
Naughty, naughty Beast.
Yeah, so his green AoE is going to be boosted. Larger protect tiles, bigger attack tiles. Uh-oh. Who's this? Oh, Cyclops. You're the best. More called shot damage, more combined forces damage. Karnak, bigger protect tiles, and then more red and blue damage. Nightcrawler, red damage and blue damage are both up, and Bamf is still cool. Sandman.
That's funny. I like the image.
His green AoE is boosted, and his yellow protect tiles are. Now let's see what's going on here in the boosted five stars. Chasm appears to be boosted this week. Let's see what that's all about. Matching web tiles gives him more healing with his purple, and the passive deals more damage to Chasm and the enemy in front with the Walking Abyss. All right, who else is boosted? Crystal? Uh-oh. What's she doing? More red damage, stronger green AoE, and a bigger health burst with her yellow. Gambit. What does he do anymore, now that he's not breaking the game? He does a purple countdown damage, which is increased, and he does a red charge tile damage, which is increased. And lastly, Heimdall, doing stuff. More blue healing, and more red damage per fortified color. Let's see what Samurai says this week. It's a great graphic, and there's a lot of fun stuff going on. a lot of good, really, really old memes, which make me feel good, because I get them. Chasm being boosted, he politely recommends that you restructure your PvP time and spend it elsewhere.
Yeah, Chasm boosted ruins everything.
All right, I can dig it.
Can you dig it?
Does that make him worse when he returns, or does it just make him harder to kill, or all the above?
All the above.
Just all around better?
I mean, he's going to have a ton of health, he's going to be hurting himself, coming back stronger, it's... Yeah. Nope.
It's a whole thing.
It's a world of nope.
Ah, yeah. That's fair. Well, that is who's boosted. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
This is a good point he just made in Discord. It means that you can't kill Immortal Hawk until he tanks over Chasm. So the only way, if you have Immortal Hawk and Chasm together, the only way to kill them is to get Immortal Hawk tanking all of the colors, and that's the only way to kill Chasm without him coming back the very next round. So since Chasm's going to be boosted, his match damage is going to be through the roof, and it's going to take forever to kill. Yeah, so, and in the meantime, Immortal Hawk will just be pounding you every round.
All of that sounds bad. It's bad.
I have yet to try Silver Surfer against this team.
It just still takes too much black to get that going, though.
It does. It does.
I mean, I like the idea of the, you know, the kill people, then bring them back. But by the time you get that much black, you might already be dead.
Mm-hmm. Now, that being said, playing with boosted Silver Surfer this last week, or the week before, I don't remember, he was a joy. I really enjoyed his changes.
Well, I mean, it's nice that you get the I can't be stunned and you can heal yourself.
Yeah.
You know, those are both good things. But like I said, what is it? Is it 12 black to get the black hole going?
It's a lot. I know that. I only got to use it like once or twice when he was boosted.
Yeah. All right. Let's get over into the... Clearly, it's a circle this week.
Mm-hmm.
Brought to you by Terrified. Ray, last week we had Moon Knight versus the Stranger.
We did.
What happened?
Well, I'd like to know that myself. Because at 62% of the vote, Moon Knight, overtakes the Stranger. I didn't get a story. Oh, I don't know how this could happen.
Yeah.
I mean, he is the Batman of Marvel, but...
That's an upset and a half.
Yeah, it really is.
Wow. All right, then. Well, that sets up this week, then.
Yeah. Just like in real life, democracy has failed us.
We've got... Because we elect dead guys. We've got Merlin... versus Moon Knight, then.
All right.
Ian, take it away.
Well, I don't want to be overly confident, but I will tell you that my son and I have been listening to a lot of epic metal this week.
Okay.
So the powers of Merlin are coursing through my mighty arms. I mean, we are battling frost giants from the north. We are riding our steeds against an army from the Southlands, slaying dragons. It's been awesome. And plenty of Merlin just absolutely defending the realm. His
Are you just listening to like Norwegian death metal? Like, what do you got going on?
Well, no, like more like Manowar or Hawkwind, maybe a little Dragon Force.
I remember that.
Hammerfall, that sort of thing. That's been good. I mean, it's just Merlin is the greatest sorcerer who's ever lived. His mastery of the arcane is unmatched in every way. I think even with the help of Khonshu, he could easily be vanquished by Merlin. I feel like lesser beings have been able to overpower Khonshu. So I see this going in exactly one way.
See, speaking of beings overpowering Khonshu, I read an interesting story about Moon Knight. Did you know that at one point Moon Knight killed Mephisto?
What?
Yeah.
How'd he pull that off?
Wow, good for him.
So after killing Mephisto and taking his powers, Khonshu took over Manhattan and rechristened it New Thebes City.
Sure.
Nice.
During this time, the Avengers, of course, came up against them. And to defeat, well, what ended up happening is Mark Spector prayed to the Phoenix host and got the power of the Phoenix Force and defeated Khonshu. Driving him off because he saw that what he was doing to the world was bad. So I want to have Phoenix Force Moon Knight.
Phoenix Force Moon Knight versus Merlin. Right.
Yeah, that's I posted an image there in Discourse.
That looks cool.
Yeah,
it does look cool. That is undeniably cool looking.
So Mark Spector can defeat Mephisto and Khonshu himself. I don't know. I'm thinking he's got a chance. I mean, he took out the Stranger. I don't know how. And people should submit stories if you're going to vote that way. But that's my argument. So
that's solid. I really appreciate that level of effort. I still think I will destroy you.
Yeah,
but
I think so too. But then again, I thought it was going to be Merlin versus the Stranger. So
I'm sure. So did I. This is a Cinderella story like no other.
Cinderella story.
Oh, right. I need to post a thing, don't I?
Yeah.
All right. Let me see if I can do this. So it's going to be Moon Knight versus Merlin. All you got to do is go to Discord and react to my post on the Puzzle Warriors channel. Where's my other one? There we go. Where's Somebody has already voted for Merlin before I could put Moon Knight on there.
Me too.
All right, it's getting lopsided, people. You got to go vote.
It's okay if it's lopsided, people. Hello, Ian? Question mark.
Did we lose Ian?
Hello? Am I on the show?
There you
yes,
go. You're
hi, Ian.
Yes. All right. Sorry, Steam did like an enormous update and it killed my bandwidth.
Oh.
So you have Steam open?
And not yet. It's doing a huge update.
And so next week will be the end of the showdown. We will have the victor next week. Not next week.
Yes.
2 weeks no from now.
Next week. 2 weeks. Next yes. show. So I don't know what to do. I'm torn. Apparently, Chasm leaves the latest Legends next.
Mm.
But I have him at 11 covers, and I already have She-Hulk champed because of all of the retro rewards that they put in place for her.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, I don't know if I'm opening. I don't know how many tokens I'm opening. I have no idea.
All right. I'm going to open 10.
Okay, why don't you go and I'll try and see what I can do.
All right. Number one, Scorpion. Not Reptile. Two, Bishop. Not Cable. Three, Negasonic. Not cool. there's a purple one. Chasm, empty inside.
That's what I need.
Oh, another purple. Phoenix Emma Frost, my own best friend. Creepy Bobby. Android Jim. Wiccan, he's a character. Echo, I remember her. And Nova.
So 2 out of 10? That's not bad at all.
Not like last show, though.
That's true.
That was crazy.
You can't really even hope for that.
No.
No, that was out of control. All right,
does get my chasms all the way up to a 2.42. I hear he's boosted.
I'll do a quick opening of this 4-star Invisible Woman Force Field Crush.
Invisible Woman, stay away from me.
All right, I think I'm going to just do 10, and we'll see how it goes. I may stop sometime. All right, so let's start off with 4-star Thanos. Next is Mordo. Number 3 is Juggernaut. Number 4, Nova. 5 is a purple. We've got the one I don't need, Walking Abyss for Chasm.
Oh.
That'll put him at a 3.63.
Uncool.
Where am I at? 6. MODOK. Rocket and/or Groot.
Nice.
Mr. Fantastic.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
A War Machine. And finally...
Hey, I hear that War Machine will get you...
Pepper Potts covers.
Yeah. North Star is my final. Yeah. So that didn't help me at all.
No, no bueno.
Hey.
I mean, MODOK's kind of cool, but I hear you.
That was a weird show.
It was a weird show.
Oh, and Ian, outside of the like quick text I sent you, man, that Weird Al movie, that is something.
Huh.
It was chock full of, you know, hidden things from the old music videos and UHF. And I was like, this is insane.
I feel like I liked it, but I don't remember laughing.
See, I also kind of feel like there's things like, oh, I remember that fondly. Oh, I remember that fondly. I remember that fondly. I'm like, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. Yep. It ended and I went, yeah, it was good, I think.
Yep. I feel like we absorbed it in the same way.
Yeah.
It was like, I was like, oh, Conan is Andy Warhol? Hilarious.
I very much enjoyed the, you know, Dating Madonna segment. That just cracked me up.
Which one?
The whole Dating Madonna.
Oh, yeah. That whole thing was weird. I don't know. That was my least favorite part.
Yeah, but then she gets kidnapped by...
Pablo Escobar. By Pablo Escobar. Tons of nonsense. I appreciated that.
What is going on?
Rainn Wilson is Dr. Demento.
Yeah. Mwah.
Fantastic. But yeah, Jack Black doing Wolfman Jack, that was probably my favorite part of the whole movie.
Yeah, he was actually, that was good.
It was good.
Anyway, people, if you haven't watched that yet, go check it out. Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network, which is known as the Soon to Be Named Network, available at soontobenamednetwork.com. This, along with a whole collection of excellent podcasts to diversify your podcasting day. Check out the Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com.
Here's our next podcast. We'll watch the Weird Al movie minute by minute and do a show for every 1 minute of that movie.
It sounds terrible.
It does sound terrible. But maybe we could be eating, you know, hot wings at the same time or something. Maybe Popeyes. Maybe if we sit down and eat Popeyes each week while watching the Weird Al movie for 1 minute.
Well, wouldn't we have to watch the Robin Williams movie Popeye?
I'm down with that.
Minute by minute?
That movie is not as bad as people think. Eddie's large. Eddie's mine.
There's no way that holds up.
It's much better than Masters of the Universe.
I'm gonna challenge that.
Yeah, you got, you know, Sweet Pea whistling, you know, and I'm trying to talk. Oh, Sweet Pea, you know, it's got, you know, what's her name? Super skinny lady, olive oil. Who's that played by?
Sally Field or something?
No, it's not Sally Field.
It's from The Shining. Same, Duvall?
Yeah, no. Shelley Duvall.
Shelley Duvall, sure. Yeah.
Sluggo says, how about a minute to minute of UHF?
You've won me back.
Oh, Red Snapper. Very tasty.
Very tasty fish. So stupid. Absolutely nothing. Supplies.
So the whole episode would just be us laughing at the one-liners. And it would be anything else happen. All right. Again, there's no show next week. Holiday event happening. Anybody else have anything for the good of the order?
No, I think I'm in.
I'm satisfied. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us this week. Updates, suggestions, puzzlewarriors3.com. Shoot Ray some letters so that Willie's got something to carry around and read. If you want to throw us a bone, click on our Amazon banner. Buy yourself some Thanksgiving things. You know, it's that Black Friday time. Cyber Monday's coming up. Get that going.
You could get the Heavy Metal Christmas by Christopher Lee on Amazon Music.
You could.
Nice.
I don't know why Samurai wanted to post that, but he did, so I had to read it off.
That's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, until next time, beware of the crunk-toothed white boy. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.